This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're listening on the Odyssey app somewhere in the far reaches of the United States. Maybe you're listening in drab T-shirts, neck of the woods. Maybe you're listening in Washington State. We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you want info on how to become one of their five-star technicians, got a four-man junk show getting you through. It's your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. Jason Bishop is back. Look at that.
I got to thank Crop Metcalf. They're coming out to the house today. They're just awesome.
Very good.
Very good at what they do.
And they're amazing.
I told you guys a couple days ago that I was dealing with a toilet issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to hopefully rectify that
Excellent.
Today.
Excellent. Very good.
So what is the Crop issue again?
Toilets are important.
I can't remember all your issues.
It's just an old toilet that doesn't flush very well.
Oh. So it gets clogged all the time?
It just doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the essence of it.
Yeah. Correct. But it's not because of the what's going into the toilet. It's because the toilet sucks.
Oh, it just probably sounds like you need a replacement.
Probably need a replacement.
Probably just rip the old one out.
Yeah.
I don't know
how they do that, man, but they're professionals.
Yeah. I spent the whole weekend at the D.C. Convention Center, and I know this sounds crazy, but they did something to their bathrooms. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
They have all Toto toilets, like, nice wood in there.
Public bathroom.
I took three or four just, like, really nice, enjoyable dumps.
Oh. That's
in
crazy.
D.C. Convention Center, massive bathroom.
Really?
Like, you would never consider it. I understand. They had a guy in there constantly mopping and cleaning up.
Ah,
he had
good.
His cleaning. So, I mean, it was just
good.
It was just a really enjoyable experience. And I was pooping in a convention center. If you looked at my Twitter or anything, you saw me. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people in there just using the bathroom constantly. I don't know, man. It looked like I was at the Four Seasons.
Maybe
their
Crop
bathrooms were great.
Maybe Crop Metcalf put the toilets in.
Maybe they did. But I tell you, I would love to have one of those. I've said it before, those industrial-sized toilets.
Maybe
you know, the ones they have at your work.
Maybe you have that put in your golf shed when you get that done.
Let's hope. That would be the
industrial
dream.
Industrial toilet, just in case.
Trying to figure out what your beanie says today, Cakes.
This is the grad school my daughter goes to, Marymount University in Arlington.
Marymount University.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, because my vision, it's like a 2030 at this point.
Well, it's pretty good. There's nothing to complain about. 2030 is like amazing. 2020.
Yeah, but it just means I'm sliding back because I'd been at 2020.
Yeah, but 2030 is like nothing. That's like great.
It was just a little blurry.
You're
now they says it.
You shouldn't be able to. You shouldn't be able to read this tiny ass font. You shouldn't be able
to turn to me.
I mean, it's pretty small. Like,
yeah, I think
and
I
he's
read
like
it.
6 feet away.
Yeah, yeah. You might be if you think you're 2030, you're probably worse than
I mean,
that.
I can barely read Wizards on that mini Wizards jersey on the
really?
Wall.
Really?
I mean, I can see it, but it's. I mean, if I put glasses on, it's going to be much more
difficult
in focus,
to
obviously.
See is Drabby's outline. Oh my God, he did this, like, what size font is that?
I don't
like
have
two?
A problem with, I don't need readers yet. Like, you're a big readers
this,
guy.
I'm a, well, yeah,
I don't
small.
Need readers.
Isn't that the same font he always uses?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I think so.
I think it's standard.
I'm willing to bet.
I think it's standard.
Why would he change the font?
I'm sure he didn't, but maybe somebody else did.
You know what's changing? Your hearting vision. Yeah. That's what's changing.
No. This is really small. This is some of the smallest fonts I've ever seen.
So you were at the convention center all weekend. Cakes, you were
Saturday,
in Carolina,
Sunday,
right?
Yep. Went down to visit my son and his girlfriend in Durham. So I was there for a quick visit over the weekend.
Did you do a Sup Dogs visit?
Did not go to Sup Dogs. Did not pop out and see our friend Brett. Maybe the next just, visit down.
You just stayed in Durham? Didn't go to Chapel Hill?
Stayed in his place. Yeah, stayed in Durham.
Did you go to Valvano's or any of those?
Didn't go to any crazy like tourist trap haunts. Okay. But I did see the Durham Bulls Stadium in the downtown Durham area. It's
I've stayed
cool.
in that hotel right there.
It's a pretty cool spot.
It's a cool little area. Yeah for sure.
I'm expanding my horizons, going places I've never been, like in fact, Durham, North Carolina.
I think there is a Valvano's restaurant right there.
There could be. I don't know.
I think. I could be wrong.
Well, good to know your son's doing well. I'm sure he's doing the 80 to 100-hour weeks.
Oh, he's working so much more than I am. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, his schedule is out of control.
Yeah, I mean, I came from a family of doctors, and when they were at that stage, I remember my Uncle Carlos.
It's a grind.
Yeah, they do those ridiculously long shifts, get a little sleep, another long shift. Mm-hmm. They work them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds miserable, but I'm not cut out for it. God bless.
Meanwhile, I'm always looking forward to my nap. Yeah. I mean, I'm just constantly searching out when I'm going to have it, how long it's going to be. Right. Like today it's in peril because I've got pickleball at noon. Like I don't know. And then we're
but
done at 1:30.
When
then
you exercise,
I got to bring my car to admissions. That whole scam, and then poof, your nap window's gone.
But don't you feel like when you exercise, it kind of knocks the nap out of you? Like you would think it might make you more tired, but it kind of re-energizes you.
I'd still like to have it.
I think you should be good. I mean, it depends how long your pickleball match is.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I saw a story last week, and I might botch the exact time, but the headline was, study finds the perfect time to take a nap.
Ooh.
And it was something like 1:38.
Ooh,
so you might be able to squeeze it in.
Very good.
Play like an hour 15 of pickleball, get home, take that nap.
Maybe I'll
get to admissions before 5. Is today the last day for admissions?
No, I'm squeaking.
Admissions is quick.
Yeah.
My son had to take his car to admissions, which is a nubby one, okay? Yeah. He has the 10 or 11-year-old Nissan Versa. It's only like $16.
Yeah,
it's not even that expensive.
Yeah, it's like $14.
Oh, it's just
like
a hassle.
You're basically in and out.
Yeah.
It's still a hassle.
Yeah, but the problem.
I'm just saying that if he really needs to prioritize the nap, he can get it in and push the test emissions back.
The test is quick.
Yeah.
It's the wait in line to get the test that sometimes
is the
issue.
Oftentimes there's 10 cars.
Yeah, there's going to be 50 cars there in like eight different lanes.
It just depends.
I mean, it's because it's coming off a holiday. There'll be a billion people there. That's what I'm bracing for. I always
Which one do you go to?
Durwood. I feel like it's kind of a tucked away secret.
Yeah, that's where my son went.
There's a million people there. Everybody knows about it.
Right.
My son was waxing me in FIFA last night.
Well, that's what should happen.
He doesn't even I don't even know what the new version of Xbox is.
Yeah.
And then the Xbox One, which is the previous version, that one broke. So we were playing on his old Xbox 360. And we played FIFA 2015.
Okay.
Still fun, but the graphics look nubs.
I'm sure. But that's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to get your ass beat by your kids.
I beat them in one.
By an 18-year-old. Yeah, they're professionals.
We played best of three. I got one dub.
Right.
Not bad.
Yeah. Hard to score. Hard to score in that game.
I'm a dinosaur. I've never played FIFA. I know that it's wildly popular. Don't come at me saying, you're an old man, you never played FIFA. I've just never played it. I know that a billion people on the planet play it.
But he also waxed me with Brazil. I had Germany. I had Germany.
Yeah, you had a world power. Don't act like
Germany,
you
but so Brazil, you just had guys just flying by me.
I know that JP and Cakes didn't watch it, but did you watch any of the TGL?
I watched the first match, which was...
Had a good ending.
I watched that.
Had a good ending. You didn't watch any of the other two?
I didn't. I was... No. What was I doing yesterday? Oh, I had to take my wife somewhere. But yeah, I watched the first one. It was fine.
It was fine.
I don't love it because it's. I would rather just watch a tournament.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
I get it, but it's still golf, and I am. I have to say, Valdez, I don't know if you're with me or not. I like it more and more. I just like it more and more. It's not better than watching the Masters or anything, but it's fun. The guys are getting better at it. It's just, I don't know. It was enjoyable.
I watched the first one and a little bit of the second, but I can't do back to back to back PGA.
Dude, I just had it on the whole time. I don't know. I mean,
were you like invested watching it? Like I couldn't sit
only
down.
Only when it heat up. When it heat up, it always kind of heats up at the end, last couple holes. Yeah, I don't know. I just enjoy it. I like it. The guys are getting better at it too. The first couple weeks.
I mean, for an off day when there's no tournament going on, I could see. Because it's on again
like
tonight,
yesterday
right?
Was perfect.
Is Tiger playing tonight?
Tiger's playing tonight. So they should pop a number tonight.
Yeah.
Probably didn't yesterday, but.
But I would never watch that over a round of golf.
I don't think you're supposed to. Yeah. I don't think that's what it's designed for.
I mean, I know they probably
it's
wouldn't
It's designed
happen.
For like midweek.
Off days, yeah.
Like golf to entertain you.
Yeah.
If you're a golf fan.
I saw a few minutes. They had the hype man. I had never seen the intro. The hype man hyping them up. Introducing the guys, and they come in
it's
with
Roger
the smoke
Steele.
And everything.
He's a YouTube golfer guy.
And then I saw a couple of the guys. It was very fast-paced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I moved on, and somebody came in. I think it was my wife came in. She's like, what is that? Mm. I was like, it's an indoor golf thing.
What else do they use that building for? Is that strictly for the TGL, or do they have other uses for it? Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
Because
I know that they were
a phenomenal building.
I know that like they were trying to rent it out at some point.
Yeah, and it's really expensive to rent it out.
What's the
overhead?
Was it just built for the TGL?
That's why I'm asking, because it sure seems like
it looks
like
it.
Can't like have a concert.
That'd I mean, awesome. It only seats a couple there. Thousand people, and it's just massive screens and big green in there. There's really not a lot of alternate uses for it.
My guess is they're not really worried about the finances of it, but if they were trying to make money, they would rent it out on off days to parties or
that's what
I problem
doing.
Is you can't it would be great, but I've heard it's like $50,000 to rent.
Jeez.
I also heard they're trying to build more of them throughout the United States.
It's crazy. Well, it is it's a pretty spectacular venue. I think I need to go.
Need to make a road trip.
Actually, like I don't need to go to Italy. I don't need to go to Greece. But I think I would like to see the venue.
While your family's in Europe this summer, you can make a road trip down to TGL.
Supposedly, my daughter's still going to Greece, but she may bail on the Italy trip.
Okay.
Because it's some year of something. Do you know anything about it? Where they say it's particularly crowded.
I'm sure I know.
I'm sure if you're a sophisticated person, you would know. But it's a year of something.
Yeah.
Which means there's going to be more touristy people. It's just going to be busier. So I think that a lot of the people are bailing
on the
trip.
The year of Jubilee?
That may be it.
The only thing I know
there's a something different about it, so they're not. A lot of the people aren't going.
It's a Catholic event that occurs every 25 years.
Yes.
Maybe that's it.
Yes.
It's the year of the snake in the Chinese calendar.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Because you go to the observatory at MGM, year of the snake.
Right.
Big giant 20-foot fake snake.
Right.
On top of one of the.
You spent a lot of time at the MGM of late.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know it's from front to back pretty much.
So the SoFi Center is the home of the TGL. It's on the campus of Palm Beach State College.
Right.
And I guess it was just built in 23 or 24. So maybe it was built for the TGL, but I'm sure they will use it for other
I just
campus
don't know what
events.
They could use it for. They've got these massive. You know, this massive green in there, rotating thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know what else they could
use
it for.
Yeah, it's like a basketball court in there, but without the venue of having 13,000, 15,000 seats.
You can only sit.
So maybe companies will rent it out. Companies will come rent it.
Odyssey Christmas party, road trip.
It would be amazing.
What do you think, Drab?
It'd be amazing.
Your management.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Come on.
I didn't even go to the one at MGM.
It's almost easier to fly to Florida than it is to drive the MGM sometimes.
All right, coming up later on a Tuesday show at 8:45, we've got Greg Wyshynski joining us. He will talk to us about the Caps and the Four Nations face-off, as well as the USA and Canada are set to rematch on Thursday. When we come back, we'll get into an unbelievable plane crash that occurred yesterday. We'll get into that next here on The Fan. So I don't know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
About you guys, when I first started seeing the reports of the plane crash yesterday at Toronto Pearson International Airport, when I first saw the photos of the plane completely upside down, I had to like look in five different places to
make sure it wasn't
like getting duped by like an AI image. Yeah. Or,
everything now, I
you know
think,
what I mean?
Like, AI. Yeah.
I saw it and I was like,
same thing.
I've never seen anything like that before. So how could that actually?
No idea. Really
happened in real life.
No idea.
And the cherry on top, everybody survives.
I know.
Great.
And the plane actually caught fire, too.
Yeah.
The plane caught fire, flips upside down. Everybody gets out. I mean, hats off to the firefighters that were clearly there on the scene within, I don't know, it had to be under a minute. I mean, like... That's not a fire engine's coming from 20 minutes away.
They must have them right there.
They're right there on site.
They must have kudos to them.
I would think there's got to be some video that is released at some point.
I've seen like a grainy video. It's hard to make out what's happening in it.
Yeah.
Some passengers had videos, you know, as S was hitting the fan.
But, I mean, it was... Thank God
those people got out.
I've seen a lot of plane crashes and a lot of aftermath of plane crashes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've ever seen a plane that was completely upside down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't even quite understand. I know it was icy. I don't quite understand what was going on.
That's what struck me is just the amount of snow there. I wouldn't feel confident landing in all of that snow, but I guess they do it all the time.
They do it all the time. It seems
my brother flies into Toronto all the time.
I think what flipped it over was the wind. I think there was a lot of wind or a gust of wind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think probably flipped it, or maybe it landed and it hit the wing first and that flipped it. But I can't imagine how lucky these people are. That thing flipped over and nobody was killed.
Somebody said the runway, quote, was dry and there were no crosswind conditions.
Had to have been wind.
So I don't quite understand how it.
I mean, unless the pilot fell asleep. I mean, this had to have been something because one of the wings is gone.
I think both of the wings wound up gone. I mean,
is it both?
But the is it the fuselage, the mm-hmm. main part of the aircraft? It seems remarkably intact.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh man,
I don't know. It's just terrifying right now. I have already booked flight next week to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks after that, another flight to Florida.
Yeah.
Then we're flying to Atlanta, and then we've got Kansas, and then we're flying to New Orleans. And all these freaking plane incidents.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
It's a lot of flying.
Yeah, there's a lot of flying.
There's a lot of chaos going on right now.
And there's only about 10 air traffic controllers working throughout the country.
I don't know.
But yeah, that was just so scary to see that.
I'm just thankful that everyone got out safe. And it does make you sort of reinforce that sometimes I do sit in those exit seats. Sometimes I don't feel like dealing with it. But sometimes if I have a longer flight, I do want to sit there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make you go through and you have to verbalize that you're
willing to help
and everything.
Yeah.
And
you're like, whatever. Yeah. Nothing's going
to
happen.
I'm willing to help,
now
of course.
Now you're like, I might want to listen to the safety spiel.
I never listen to the safety spiel.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm just
they come through with the, you know, put your seatbelt on, duh. Of course I'm not going to listen to that. But if I'm in those exit rows, I'm going to be paying closer attention.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to believe, but this story says that meteorologists said that there was blowing snow in Toronto. Visibility was down to 6 miles at the time of the crash. Winds were at 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 40. Temperatures were below freezing at 17.
But you would think a 40 mile an hour wind wouldn't flip a plane over.
I know. I don't get it.
I don't know.
The landing did look really hard. There was new video.
Well, they were like screaming coming in. Like, I don't know. They were coming in hot.
They were coming in hot.
I don't understand.
I don't know anything. There was new video that came out either this morning or late last night. It's taken from the cockpit of another plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard landing.
For sure.
I mean, he smacks that thing.
Something was wrong. Well, they were on fire is one thing. Maybe that's, right? Is it there? I thought the rumors were there was flames before they even landed.
No, this is 1080 video. There's no flames coming out until the thing hits the ground and the engine drags
on the ground. I don't get it. Mm. Something's going on because it's not right. You know what? Honestly.
Maybe it was a combination of pilot error and just the weather. Maybe there was a gust of wind at the very moment that they were landing.
I don't know.
All I know is it's better to not know.
It's better. You just got to bury your head in the sand and just go with numbers and go, you know, just hope you don't, you know, draw a short stick.
Play the odds.
I don't even want to know all of the things
that can
come wrong, can go wrong.
Numbers don't seem that great right now.
No.
Well, that somebody did, you know, they do the typical stuff where some people are trying to blame Trump, even though it's like happened in Canada. Like, I don't think you can blame a president for this kind of stuff. But either way, they were looking at plane incidents, and there's like they compared the number of plane incidents this year to 4 years ago. And there's actually fewer, but that doesn't mean anybody's doing anything. It's just, but there are a lot of plane incidents. Like already in January and February, there were like 51 some plane incidents.
Right.
Not just crashes, but like plane incidents that they have to report.
Right. But the crashes were obviously the one that happened here, the one that happened up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
This one, And then I guess if you want to throw the Vince Neil, the private jet that hit the other jet.
That's definitely a crash.
Those kinds of things happen all the time.
Someone died.
Yeah.
There's four right there. I'm sure I'm missing one or two.
Yeah, the one in Seattle where the planes clipped each other.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When they were on the tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's what I'm going to text my buddy. I'm going to say.
You texted that. Don't say it.
Yeah, sorry. I said the F word. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I'm going to say what the F, but I'm going to actually say
sure.
it.
Sure.
What happened.
Right.
Where was this again?
Toronto?
This is in Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, what's going on?
Catilda needs to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just keep reading that there were strong winds at the time of the landing. So I got to think that was the number one factor.
I guess, but I didn't know it could flip you over.
I didn't know either.
I guess it can. Who knows?
It's a light plane.
What was it? Was it a 737 or was it even smaller than that?
I think only 80 passengers.
I think it was similar to the one that crashed into the Potomac, around the same size.
The Bombardier or whatever?
Yeah.
I fly on that thing all the time.
Yeah, smaller one.
Yeah. I think most of them, fortunately, I'm not flying out of D.C. because now I got it in my head and I don't want to fly out of D.C. But I think the one to Atlanta, we are flying from D.C. Which, you know, if they have another one there, they just got to shut it down. They just can't. If they have another major accident there in the next six months.
If you have multiple fatality accidents.
If I die flying to the Big South or whatever it is in Atlanta, will you just make sure you shut down the airport?
Yes, we will do that for you. That'll be my dying wish. That's your legacy.
That'll be my legacy.
Yeah. Eric Bickle shut down Reagan National Airport.
Don't forget the Masters music.
play that.
Of course, that gets played. We know that.
Yeah.
It's already been requested.
Well, I know that like today we'll be inundated with more and more like passenger video. I can't absorb it.
Well, Drabby sent me the DM.
I can't watch it.
He sent me a DM which has a much clearer video of the plane crash.
Yeah.
And it just looks like it's a super hard landing and then the plane kind of pitches to the right, clips off the wing. Flips over. Fireball. Yeah. Everybody survives.
Yeah.
Luckiest people on the planet were in that airplane.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
to survive that.
You figure if you, like, what are the, we've done that before. Like, what are the odds you get in two plane crashes?
Oh, I mean.
Like back-to-back days?
I'm just saying, like, the same person. Like, if you have one plane crash.
Go play the lotto.
You dodged it. Like, you're good.
Oh, yeah. If you survive.
Don't fly all the planes.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Go on every flight.
Yeah.
You want to hear this guy climbing out of the plane as he's filming?
I guess.
I mean, he's in shock and he just can't believe it.
Holy f***. Holy f***. Oh, my f***ing God. Yo, I was just on this f***ing plane. Oh, my God. Yo, I was just on this
f***ing
plane.
Well, that's one where you just feel like the rest of your life is a free roll.
Exactly.
Like you're on gravy time at that point.
Buy all the lottery tickets.
You should be dead.
Get
on
all the flights.
There's no way you should survive. Plane smashing into the runway.
No.
Flips over. Catches fire. Like,
no. Like, go bungee jumping.
Yeah,
you go do it all.
Do whatever.
Getting all the helicopters.
Cliff diving.
Hey, props to the flight attendants, by the way.
They kept their poise.
Oh, so calm. That thing's upside down. She's just calmly directing people out.
Yeah.
Like an insane thing just didn't happen.
Let me guess. There are one or two jerks who are like, I need to get my laptop or I need my bag. Shut up and go for the exits.
Nobody's doing that.
The plane is on fire.
I feel like Bickle would do that.
What?
Yeah. You would say, I need to get my camera.
No, here we go. I got to get my pooter.
Yeah.
No, trust me. What I would do is get out of there and not really worry about anybody but my family. I'll be honest with you. I'm not saving an old person. Right. I'm not worried about my camera.
You got to get to the exit.
I got insurance. I'm getting out of there.
You get to the exit, and you're probably going to get a fat check from the airline. Like a thank you. Thank you for flying Delta.
Please don't
sue
us.
We know you almost died. Right. Here's a check for 10 large. Yeah.
10 large.
Is that what they do?
I don't know. I think they do,
but usually they try to offer you something.
You got to get compensated for something. Yeah. You just survived.
Emotional trauma.
You got to sue them to really get a...
Emotional trauma. Yeah.
I wonder if the pilot got on the intercom after they were exiting the plane saying, thanks for flying Delta. Come see us again.
Is Beckle shuffling his feet out?
No. I would haul ass out of
Move
there,
it,
buddy.
Old man. We yeah. gotta get out of this bird.
elderly first.
That's fine. I'll take
terrifying.
That. I'll take that. Elderly
it's terrifying.
First. Yeah. I can't absorb it. I can't know. Mm. I can't watch all the videos today. I just gotta be ignorant. I just gotta be it and just yeah. I gotta be like JP. I just gotta act like nothing bad ever happens.
Yep. Mm. It's, gotta play the numbers and hope yeah. you're good.
Can you imagine flying today though? I mean,
especially that airport.
It's gotta be harrowing.
Mm-hmm. Where did it emanate from?
Minneapolis to Toronto.
Minnesota to Toronto.
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably a short flight.
If any pilots know that are listening, you have an idea what happened. I'm going to text my guy Tom and just ask him what the hell.
I don't know any pilots. I don't know anybody who's close to a pilot. I don't even know if I know an amateur pilot. Like a guy that just goes to like Gaithersburg Airport and gets up in one of those rinky-dink planes and flies all over MoCo.
I tell you, my wife's cousin... That's
I'm going to text my boy right now.
Her husband, that's what he does. He rents planes and they just, you know... Occasionally, a couple of times a year, they fly to go camping or something.
Right.
Like, they just do weird stuff.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I'm like, you go in that plane with them? Remember I told you last week there was a NFL player that flew his wife and kid to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a plane.
Yeah, wasn't that...
He actually dropped off his kid halfway there.
Wasn't it Brandon Cooks?
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, I thought
it was. I didn't recognize the player, but they didn't say the name when I was watching it. But if you say it's Brandon Cooks, sure.
Well, I saw that he has his license.
There was a video of him, I think, this past season or last season, flying around Micah Parsons and another guy from the Cowboys.
Yeah, what are these guys
doing? Flying around a tiny-ass plane.
Let me tell you something. If you ever go through the effort of getting a pilot's license, I think...
Trust me, I won't, but go ahead.
But if you do, I'm never getting on that plane.
I would never invite you because I know you're never coming.
Mike Marr, Valdez, Drabby, doesn't matter. Could be the most... Tom, our engineer.
Yeah.
Nobody I know that's just like... Takes up pilot, you know, flying. I'm not getting on your plane.
Do I look like a guy who's going to be the next JFK Jr.? Disoriented.
Hey, that's
not knowing where
I am. It's actually but disrespectful to pilots that you flying is your hobby.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's like having like a gun and being like, you know what? Policing is my hobby.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Disrespectful to the profession.
Those guys went to school and have training for years and years.
Years and
years. And I'm going to take five lessons from some retired drunk pilot at the local airport and think I can fly a plane?
Yeah. Some crop duster. Years in the Air Force.
Thanks.
Honestly, it could be Sully flying those little planes. I'm not getting on it. It's the plane, not the pilot for me. That one little tiny little engine.
I want all the engines.
I need like four engines.
Where they're getting out, they're cranking the propeller.
Get out of here!
Like I'm on an Indiana Jones plane.
Yeah.
What?
You know, if your plane has little floaties at the bottom for you to land into a river.
Yeah, well, that's a completely different story. Those puddle jumpers up in Alaska.
Out.
No, never, ever, ever.
Not doing
My
it.
My uncle has one of those.
Owns one.
Yeah, he flies it. All. And his wife says, "I'm never getting on that plane with you because if that goes down." Our kids are perilous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
of course.
How old is your uncle? That this?
Well, now he's like 70, but he's had it for like 30 years.
Okay.
Does he still fly it occasionally?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, it's probably exhilarating if you know what you're doing, but it seems
waiting for that phone call.
Yeah,
he plunged into the Pacific.
Uncle Teddy, no longer with us. I don't know his name, obviously.
Tim,
but
yeah.
You're close.
You're pretty close.
Timmy. You were close.
So after watching that video, since the landing was so hard, obviously, the wind didn't cause the plane to flip over.
Right.
It was the landing that caused it to flip over.
Yeah, it was the hard-ass landing.
I mean, the wind might have had some...
He clipped a wing or something, right? And then that's when all hell breaks loose?
It looked like he just came down like...
He just came down hard.
He clipped the wing, and then you're going to flip over, I think.
How did
it knocks off all the balance.
My question is, how did it only flip over right onto the top of the aircraft? How did it not flip three or four times and become a big, giant... mushroom cloud of flame and destruction.
No idea.
That's what I don't understand. Again, luckiest people on the planet. The people that were on that flight. Good for them. Because it could have and should have turned out way
they
worse.
They ended up being lucky. They were unlucky that their plane crashed.
True.
All right, so you're unlucky because that doesn't happen very often. But then, of course, they were very lucky that no one died.
Yeah, so good for them. They survived that yesterday. Scary situation in Canada. When we come back, we're going to pivot. We'll talk Commanders. Is the T. Higgins dream of him coming here to play for the Commanders dead? Is it dying on the vine? We'll talk about that next on The Fan. So all the Commanders fans out there who have visions of T. Higgins dancing in their heads in the burgundy and gold probably aren't happy to see that the Bengals are focused on reaching a long-term deal with T. Higgins. Now, they're hoping not to use the franchise tag on him again. That's according to NFL media. Mm-hmm. But if the team can't reach a deal before the March 4th deadline at 4 o'clock, it likely will use the tag on Higgins for the second straight year. That's according to Tom Pelissero.
Yeah, it's over.
It makes
That's not going to happen.
Everybody who wanted to see T. Higgins paired up with Terry McLaurin, it's most likely not going to happen. Adam Peters now is going to have to set his sights on either other free agent wideouts or drafting a wideout to complement Terry McLaurin in the upcoming draft, because it doesn't appear that T. Higgins is coming to D.C. or any other city other than Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it's not ideal, but
kind of depends on what tag they use, because if they use that exclusive tag where no other teams can negotiate, then they clearly are going to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
If they put the non-exclusive, then other teams can trade for him, and they perhaps have to offer up two number ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the deal. So they want to keep him. They obviously want to keep Chase. They got some money to spend at the receiver position.
They want to keep that trio together in Cincinnati. It's not ideal, but if you look at the list of the top free agents, this is from Pro Football Focus, T. Higgins at wide receiver is number one. Chris Godwin's two.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't be bad. He's coming off an injury.
He's coming off a major injury. And is he 28 or 29?
Like, he's pretty durable.
He's not 24 at this point.
Like, the other guys on the list that are names, number three is Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do really much in Buffalo, which I don't know.
He did not.
What was going on there?
He's fine, but
he's produced.
I'd sign him like if he was literally just walking down the street.
Number four, Stephon Diggs.
Ugh.
Another guy coming off an injury.
Coming off an ACL tear.
I don't know if I'm interested. Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be at least 30, right?
Apparently, Diggs. He's going to bang every chick in town.
Then there's a drop-off. Then number five, they've got DeAndre Hopkins, who was in Kansas City this year.
No, thank you.
He seems to have fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, it's not the strongest position for free agents.
No, we're probably going to have to.
Focus on Chris Godwin now.
Well, why he not could just be, draft?
There was another name that I saw over the weekend that I was kind of intrigued by, if he's healthy. And that's been his big bugaboo over the last couple of seasons, is Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Now, Christian Kirk is a guy who has familiarity with Kingsbury from their time in Arizona. And he signed a big fat deal with the Jags a couple years ago. And when he's healthy, he's a productive receiver. The problem is he's had like groin and shoulder injuries over the past couple seasons that have kept him off the field for long stretches.
So there could be other receivers that are just let go. Just, you know, maybe they aren't free agents now.
Right.
But right before, you know, a certain period of time, right before some deadline, they're just, you know, let go and they are free agents.
Guys can become casualties.
So they're not on this list now, but they could be sometime later in the spring.
Right.
After the draft.
But I do think that pretty much extinguishes the idea that you're going to be able to acquire T. Higgins.
Kirk could be a good fit. Now, the thing is, he signed a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But the assumption is that he's going to be released, which I don't know if that inspires confidence that you want to pick up a guy that a team's given up on, but he has that relationship with Kingsbury.
He becomes a reclamation project at a much lower price tag.
He signed a four-year, $72 million contract with the Jaguars. But all the guaranteed money is paid out.
Right. So then he becomes expendable.
So keeping Kirk on the roster would cost Jacksonville $16.2 million. And like I said, he's got a previous relationship in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury from 2019 to 2022.
So that's a name to monitor.
How old is he again?
I think Kirk is probably 27 or 28.
That's it?
I'd have to look it up. I never thought that Adam Peters, by the way, was going to pay the freight to go get Higgins, even if he was a full free agent. Like, did it strike you that he's going to pay T. Higgins $30+ million a season to come in here and be
well?
It's a lot of money, but We have no idea.
He's not going to spend a lot
of
money on anybody.
They've got money to spend. That's the thing.
I don't think I mean, we have this idea that everything has to be a bargain. Like, I think he'll spend money.
I think now
if
maybe
it's the right fit.
Now maybe he knows that Jaden is better than expected, and he's got him in a cheap price tag. Maybe he will go all out and have some splashy expenditures.
You don't have to do everything like a bargain hunt. Like, you can go hard if you have the cap room.
Right.
Well, that's what they did with Marshawn Lattimore.
Kinda.
So this is going to be the first offseason where we'll see what he does. It'd probably be a mix.
I mean, I would just look at the history, like, say, recent history. We talked about it in San Francisco where they had the big-name guys they acquired. So I don't think he's going to, you know, necessarily be everything has to be frugal.
I mean, here's the other thing you got to think about. McLaurin's deal is up after 25.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that it was that close to being
up. He's an unrestricted free agent in 26.
Okay.
I don't know what you can give him. I don't know.
So, I mean,
he's getting up there now, right? He's not a spring chicken anymore.
So they clearly want to keep him.
I think he has to be like, I mean, he's the perfect guy to extend. Now, you're not going to give him like
perfect.
Don't give him a 5-year deal. Just give him like a 3-year extension and pay him pretty good money because
the problem
is spectacular with
it from somewhere else. That's the problem.
He could.
And then now you're in a pickle because he is the perfect guy to keep in your organization.
Yeah. See, I don't think we know really what they're going to do because they could surprise you. We didn't know all the guys that they would bring in last offseason. And so we've talked a lot about Bobby Wagner, but maybe Peters decides to bring in the top linebacker, according to PFF, who was in San Francisco, and that's Dre Greenlaw.
Maybe
he does. Like, he could do something like that. So his big splash move might be in a position that you aren't necessarily expecting because he's going for the future versus, you know, maybe he sells short on Bobby Wagner.
But he could do that. I'm not a big fan of the duct tape. Like with Zacchaeus and Noah Brown at wideout and De'Ami Brown. Like
they're fine to plug holes.
They're fine to plug holes. Like fourth and fifth wideouts. That's fine. But you need more talent up top. You need more like Terry McLaurin-esque type of talent.
And they're going to go out and get
it. I agree.
If they have $78 million to spend or whatever the number is. I've heard 78, I've heard 90. But they'll have a lot of money to
spend.
With
all those scrubs, they scored 30 points a game.
I know. But so I don't want scrubs.
I know you don't. But wasn't what held us back. Held us back is we couldn't stop the run.
Sure.
We didn't pressure enough.
Go shore up all those spots. But just give me a few better receivers. Just give me better pedigree. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for a lot.
I know, but it's not at the top of the wish list.
So they may see how it shakes out, and maybe they are hoping for the Jaguars to move on from Kirk.
Right.
And then they scoop up a guy like that who's had success in Kingsbury's offense.
Yeah, Christian Kirk to me he'd be a great ad.
Especially
if he's not making $20 million.
Now the problem is you're giving like knocks on Godwin and Stephon Diggs coming off injuries. The reason why Jacksonville's willing to move on from him is Kirk's had a ton of injuries.
Sure. It's a roll of the dice.
Most guys have. I mean, most guys, everybody gets hurt.
You're not going to find a perfect specimen, especially that's played 5 or 6 years in the league, that doesn't have some sort of injury history.
Right.
Like, it's hard to find that guy.
I think Godwin would be fine because he's been pretty durable. This is his first major injury.
And what was the injury?
Snapped his ankle, didn't he?
Yeah, it was an ankle.
And he was on a ridiculous pace, too.
I know.
When the injury occurred. I think he had like 55 catches through like 7 games.
You know, he tore up the Commanders in week 1.
Yeah. And Mike Evans.
You know, you're talking about Higgins, and you're talking about maybe bringing in a linebacker from San Francisco. I did see that another website had the Commanders as the favorite to land Myles Garrett. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, I think the odds actually out of Vegas, like if you went to FanDuel or something, has the Commanders number 1.
Mm. That's what I'm saying.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a big swing. Now, I saw, you know, these different reports, and this was speculation. I saw one person say, well, what if Cleveland put essentially kind of a poison pill? Like, Cleveland said, okay, we'll trade Myles Garrett, but you have to take Deshaun.
You have to
eat that contract.
Adam Peters, he would rather go work on Pluto than accept Deshaun Watson.
It's not that Deshaun would play.
No. You can't throw that on your salary cap.
I don't think you could do that if you're a team that's competing. If you're a team in the bottom and you're rebuilding, maybe you could do some craziness. But I think if you think you have a legitimate chance.
Yeah, that's the last thing you're doing.
He would laugh them off the phone.
I don't think you could do that.
He would be like, you want me to take the Deshaun Watson deal? Hang up.
Maybe if you're like the Raiders or something. Yeah. You know, I don't think a team that's super competitive could do that.
By the way, the Justin Tucker situation is going exactly the way that the Deshaun Watson thing started.
Yeah, it's not looking great.
Starts with, five or six accusers. Then it bounces up to about 10. And now I think it's up to
16
for Justin Tucker at this point.
Correct.
And the allegation, though, is basically that he was... There's no allegation that he grabbed anybody. Or
I think there's some little touching. A little touching.
It sounds like it's the same that Watson was accused of.
I thought Watson was a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I think Watson might have gone like another level two.
Yeah. I think he was being a weird perv. That's what I gather, and I'm not looking at it a lot. But what I have seen is he's being pervy. And he's insinuating stuff, and then when they leave, he's leaving a mess. Yeah. He's leaving his DNA there.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think there's also some touching.
Not necessarily in front of anybody.
No, or, he gets
it's like under the towel.
He gets too excited.
Yeah.
And then you know the result.
Yeah, but then I think he's kind of moving around to get some touching.
Yeah. He's squiggling, and something's going on under the towel.
And he's definitely trying to see if they take it to another level, which I'm sure there probably were some that did.
That's a great question. Where there's some.
Well, he keeps saying that he was never asked to stop going to whatever spot he was going to.
Uh huh. But then they have a
because they're making money.
They have an email or two that show that he was.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it is.
But
very
of course,
similar.
He's going to say that.
Probably.
I mean, we could have saved him a lot of public shame and embarrassment. I mean, there is a little something called.
What?
The internet. you can go to the internet.
Yeah, but some guys, that's not enough.
There are images that could get you, that could titillate you.
Yeah.
You can do this in the privacy of your own home.
Justin Tucker, though,
clearly
a pervert.
Oh, clearly a pervert.
I saw something pretty haunting, and again, you can make fun of me, but this showed up on my algorithm. Okay. There was a guy that went through a drive-thru.
Okay.
Did you see this?
I have not.
He went through the drive-thru, and he had no pants on. And then the lady goes, oh, no, get out of here. That's unacceptable.
Right.
And he drives off.
Okay.
And then they got his license plate. And so there was a story about it. He killed himself like 3 days later.
Oh.
Brutal.
That is brutal.
Brutal. But, I mean, he's driving around with no pants. And he's trying, titillating himself or whatever.
Taking care of himself.
Doing that bit.
Maybe his pants were on the ground.
Maybe they fell on the ground.
No, the pants were down, and he was, and they told him, and he drove off, and he thought, okay, well, that'll be the end of it. No, he killed himself 3 days later from the shame.
Cheery story.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah, I agree
it's
with Case.
Great.
Just go on the internet.
Yeah, just go on the internet.
Should be enough for most people.
Don't harass a bunch of massage therapists who are just trying to get through their day.
Yeah.
Okay, just take care of it at home.
Yeah.
Could have saved yourself a lot of embarrassment.
Yeah,
and probably saved your job too. Because I mean, at some point the Ravens are going to have to be like, I mean, this is outrageous.
There's
0.0%
no
chance he can come back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not looking
and,
great.
And I don't think he can play anywhere.
Right.
The most renegade team. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over, Johnny.
All right, coming up later in the show. Don't
there's
forget
some desperate teams for kickers, man.
No, it's over.
At 8:45, we'll be joined by Greg Wyshynski from ESPN. We'll talk Four Nations Faceoff. And Caps Hockey with him at 8:45.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.